This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am at a masjid. You can see the minaret behind me there. Okay. This is a masjid in Turkey, in the city of İznik. And you may be thinking, why am I making this video about a masjid in Turkey? There are so many masjids in Turkey. Why this one? This one is a very special place. This was a church once upon a time during the Roman period, and this is where the council, the famous Council of Nicaea, took place in the year 325 CE. Now you can see behind me, this building is clearly very old. It is pre-Ottoman. It was made before the Ottomans. You can see the remains from the time of the Romans, these pillars, those bases of pillars. And we're going to go around very quickly to show you and talk about the Council of Nicaea at the same time. What was the Council of Nicaea? The Council of Nicaea was basically a council held to discuss a very important theological point in Christian history. And that point was the nature of Jesus Christ. Many Christian bishops came here when Emperor Constantine was the Roman Emperor. He had taken this land. He had already established his capital in Constantinople, current day Istanbul. And this was the spot, İznik, not very far from Istanbul or Constantinople, chosen to discuss that very important theological point. And the point was, who is Jesus? Is he man? Is he a prophet of God? Or is he God in flesh? Is he God incarnate? This was the point that was addressed by 318 bishops under the leadership of Constantine, who himself was a very newly converted Christian. Okay, newly converted. That point is very much debated. You can see the walls of this church behind me. Okay, now it is a masjid. Okay, it remained a church for a very long time. Okay, during the Roman period, and then it was destroyed. The original church building was destroyed by an earthquake in the 11th century. The then Roman Emperor, the Byzantine Emperor, rebuilt the church. And then in 1331, it was taken by the Ottomans, by Sultan Orhan to be precise. And then there was a fire inside in the 16th century. And the building is pretty much in its original form. As you can see, the base is from the Roman period. Big blocks. Okay. So what was the point of discussion? The point of discussion was between these Christian bishops. The majority did not believe Jesus to be God, like God the Father, on par with him, equal to him. The majority of the bishops, over 200 of them, didn't believe in that. There was a minority led by Athanasius. The majority was led by a man called Eusebius. And the minority was led by a man called Athanasius, who actually believed that Jesus was God in flesh. He was God, just like God the Father. He was basically part of the same being, but a separate person. So the current Trinitarian Christian belief goes as follows. There is one God, and this one God basically consists of three persons. There is one being of God, but this one being of God consists of three persons: God the Father, the Creator; God the Son, Jesus Christ; and God the Holy Spirit. Okay, God the Father and God the Son, the relationship between them was discussed here, right here, in the year 325 CE. Constantine forced the bishops to believe in the current text of the Council of Nicaea, or the Creed of Nicaea rather, sorry. The Council of Nicaea was the event, and the conclusion was the Creed of Nicaea, the very famous Creed of Nicaea, that states that Jesus Christ is God with capital G, God of true God of true God, okay, on par, equal with God the Father. So this is a very important place historically and symbolically for the Christian religion. For Christendom, for Christianity, this is one of the most important spots in their history, because this is where Jesus was given the status of God incarnate, God in flesh, God walking on earth, God on par with God the Father, the second person of the Trinity. the status of the Holy Spirit, if you keep walking with me, the status of the Holy Spirit wasn't actually quite determined here. The point of discussion in this council in 325 CE was the status or the nature of Jesus Christ. As for the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, wasn't quite the status wasn't quite decided. That happened almost 50 years later in the year 381 CE in the Council of Constantinople. This is why the Creed of Nicaea, later on it was developed, okay, in that council in 381, and that particular creed, or the fully Trinitarian creed, was formalized, and that creed was called the Creed of Niceno-Constantinople, Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. That's what it was called, and it was determined in the year 381 CE. And that's when the doctrine of the Trinity, as the Christians believe in it today, all the Catholics, all the Protestants, all the Orthodox Christians, as they believe in it today, was formalized in the year 381 CE, nearly 400 years after Jesus Christ. Okay, so the doctrine of the Trinity was a new development. It had a historical development to it. And you can see the church here. This is pretty much the spot where the Council of Nicaea took place. We're going to go inside very quickly, and we're going to go around while I'm talking. So, the famous Council of Nicaea, just remember that and Google it. You will find more detail on it. And I want you to remember that this place is, subhanAllah, you can say, you know, it's one of the most important places in Christian history, which is today a masjid, after the Ottomans took the city of Nicaea. A lot of Christian students and Muslim interfaith experts or comparative religion experts, they read about the Council of Nicaea, but they don't actually know where Nicaea is. Nicaea is today in Iznik, in the city of Iznik, the Turkish city of Iznik, and this is the spot. This is the church. It is called, or it was called, Hagia Sophia of Iznik, or Hagia Sophia of Nicaea, and today it is a masjid. So we're going to quickly go inside and possibly look at the walls around. If you keep following me, inshallah, I want everyone to see the walls as well. So you can see the minaret behind me. Now it is a masjid, clearly, but it was a church once upon a time, and it had few renovations. You can see these pillars, possibly from the Roman time. These blocks, the base, is definitely from the Roman period, no doubt. Okay, and then later on, there was an earthquake in the 11th century, as I mentioned earlier. It was rebuilt in the 11th century by the Byzantines, okay, on the original foundations, and then later on, the Ottomans took the place. So the Council of Nicaea is a very important event in Christian history, and it was this council that laid the foundations for the Christian doctrine of the Trinity, okay, which again was developed further later on in the year 381 CE. And after the year 381 CE, Emperor Theodosius had, who was a Trinitarian himself, even though earlier emperors were not Trinitarians, emperors like Valens, who died in the year 378 fighting the Goths in Adrianopolis, which is current day Edirne in Turkey, which is where the Roman Emperor Valens died fighting the Goths. He was a Unitarian. And before him, Constantine's son, Constantius, was also a Unitarian. Now you can see these bases, okay, they are from the Roman period, okay? So pretty much a lot of this stuff is from the Roman period. If you come, follow me quickly. And you can see it is now a masjid. Masjid Hagia Sophia al-Saghir, the smaller Hagia Sophia of Iznik. Allah maftah li abwaba rahmataka. So this is now, you can see what it looks like from inside. This was the church of Hagia Sophia, where the Council of Nicaea took place once upon a time. The foundations are pretty much the same. You can see these Roman blocks from the Roman period. Okay, the building on top, it may well be from the 11th century. It could be earlier. I don't know the exact details as yet. Now it is a masjid, as you can see. You can see the signs of a fire. There was a fire in the 16th century during the Ottoman period, which it destroyed a lot of the building structure. So if you follow me very quickly, you can see there are some older paintings of Jesus, allegedly Jesus from the Christian period. You can see it there. I don't know if you can see the face. Okay. And if you follow me very quickly. So this is the very place where the council, the famous Council of Nicaea, took place. Okay. Many scholars, many academics believe that this is the spot where 318 bishops would be sitting around. Constantine himself was present, and this is where the nature of Jesus Christ, whether he is God incarnate, God like God the Father, on par with God the Father, of the same essence or not. Okay, and the history of the Council of Nicaea has been explained by many scholars in early Christian histories. For example, J.N.D. Kelly in particular has authored a book on the history of the Christian doctrines. The history of the Christian doctrines by J.N.D. Kelly. He talks about the Council of Nicaea in quite some detail. Okay, now this is one of the towers. You can see the side. Okay, you can see the roof. Okay, there are some paintings from the Christian period. You can see on the side here, on the walls, if you come here very quickly. Okay, follow me, inshallah. Okay, this is where the altar is. Okay, you can see the blocks from the Roman period clearly, the base, the foundations. This is where baptism would have taken place. Okay, this is the dome in the beginning. Pillars from the Roman period. Okay, so I cannot explain the importance of this place for Christendom, for Christians. Okay, I don't have the words, because this is how important. This is where the doctrine of the Trinity was born. Okay, of course, we don't believe in it. We consider it blasphemy. We consider it kufr. Quran actually alludes to the doctrine of the Trinity. In chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wala taqulu thalatha." Do not say three. Allah, talking to the Christians directly in the Quran, tells them, do not say three. Okay, fantahu. Stop it. Okay, it is not from Allah and His messengers. Also, Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 of the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله مسيح ابن مريم. Those who say that Jesus, the son of Mary, is God are blasphemers. They blaspheme. This is the spot where that blasphemy came about, according to the Quran. Okay, I mean, the Quran doesn't mention this spot. The Quran doesn't mention the Council of Nicaea, but the Quran alludes to it. This is where that point was discussed for the first time. On that scale, many bishops, many Christian scholars or clergy at the time who were Neoplatonic philosophers, they did believe in this concept that Jesus is God. Others did not. The majority didn't quite feel comfortable with that concept. That's why Eusebius and his followers, the majority in that particular council, didn't agree with it. But they were forced to sign the council, the conclusion or the creed of Nicaea. They were forced by Emperor Constantine and his powerful elite, right? But later on, that particular creed was challenged by the same bishops who were present here in other councils. So the history is very complicated. It's a lot of detail I cannot cover in this short video, but I just wanted to quickly show you where we are and how important this is. So you can see still pretty much a lot of Christian symbolism in this place. If you look up, you will see the ceiling. And you will see some paintings on the wall. I don't know if you can actually see some faded signs of these paintings. They are faded clearly. There was a lot of, there was a fire here, unfortunately, that destroyed a lot of this stuff, okay, that we cannot see clearly. But this is a very important place. Moving backwards, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so you can go back, inshallah. Carefully, please don't fall. Okay, so now it is a masjid, as you can see, alhamdulillah, since the Ottoman period. And this was a very big symbolic victory over Christendom or Christianity as far as the Ottomans are concerned. That's why they made a point of building a masjid here. The Ottomans, I don't know if they were actually aware of the history of the Council of Nicaea, but this is the place. Iznik is what the city is called today, but classically, this city is called Nicaea. The name Nicaea comes from the 4th century BC when Lysimachus, one of the generals of Alexander the Great, named this city after his deceased wife. Her name was Nicaea, okay? And then this city became Nicaea. So there's a lot of history I can discuss, but I'll stop there, my brothers and sisters. This is a very special place for Muslims and Christians. Remember the history of the Council of Nicaea and remember what happened here and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this very special place to the Muslims, and it is a masjid today. On that note, thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.